listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
The beginning of the bonus hour. Thanks so much for being with us, Miller and Moulton. Miss any part of our show earlier, the 3 hours we've already done, go to floridasportsnetwork.com and download what it is you missed. Do want to clarify what we were just talking about? It's just one Colts player that is being linked to gambling on his own team.
Just 2 hours and 56 minutes of incredible sports coverage.
Played
1 myself. One minute of a producer jumping in to argue with us over a false report.
Arrest me.
He got duped by a fake Schefter account.
God.
He's not the first, and he won't be the last.
Twitter is a dangerous place.
Yes, it is.
Those are like landmines, honestly.
Isaiah Rodgers is the player, a starting corner for the Colts, likely to be suspended for at least the next year. Apparently, he's already admitting to having placed bets on Colts games last year. So there. So once again, two Lions and one Colts player. That's it. We got like 1,700 guys.
Well, no, there
in
was
the
there was a couple of the Washington players. They were already cut. Two Lions players were cut as well. So there've been a couple more.
Okay, but so only three who bet on their own teams or on NFL games. You think some of the others also did?
No, the two Lions that were suspended did not bet on NFL games.
Oh, okay.
They just bet from team facilities.
Gotcha. So they got the six games for betting on the team property.
Correct.
Okay. And that's locker room, parking lot,
planes,
weight room. Right. Okay. I mean, what do we really think?
Look, I don't know how many, what percent would be grabbing a phone and doing it on an app. But these guys are competitors. They compete at everything. Why are we having the match with Kelce and Mahomes taking on Curry and Thompson on TV and golf? Do you think they're not betting on that when they're playing? These guys compete. And when you compete and have a lot of disposable income, the odds are you bet.
By the way, did you see the little event yesterday at the White House? Speaking of Kelce and Mahomes. I'll tell you what. Mahomes is a buddy. He is. I mean, you never want to be making a drunken fool of yourself at, you know, the White House.
Oh, you think that he actually pulled him off of there and you don't think that was staged?
No. I think Mahomes actually went over and said, you know what, bro? I think we need to.
I think it was totally staged.
Oh, okay.
And you, I don't know.
I hope it was. But no, I think, hit it really well about Travis Kelce, who, quick tangent, 13 months ago, when Joe Buck did the first thing he ever did for ESPN, he did a Manning cast-like broadcast for 4 days before the PGA. The 4 days of the 2022 PGA Championship, he did, you know, 3 hours a day pre, if you will. And they had Kelce on as a guest. He was awesome. 30 minutes, uninterrupted, funny. Could talk about anything, football, life, you name it, was great. We all looked at one another like, oh my goodness, he's going to be John Madden. This guy's going to be a star. And you said it months ago, Mark. You're like, I think he's trying to be Gronk. I think he's trying to replace Gronk. Gronk retired. We guess we need a Gronk. And Kelce's like, I can do Gronk. Because he's what? He's got the wrestling thing. You know, that
right.
He does. You know, he's a big guy. What's he, like 6'7", 260? Is a tight end?
Pulled off a red suit yesterday. I didn't think he could. I really didn't think he could do that. But he pulled off the red suit.
Not everybody can do that. I think it looks better the bigger you are, but, you know.
Well, yeah, if you're 5'8", pulling, you can't pull that. You've got to have size if you're going to go a lot of color.
Yeah, you got to hide in the back, I think. So, I mean, he's a huge person. I mean, how many personalities in the NFL are bigger than Travis Kelce? I don't know if there's three. I mean, he's a big personality.
He's got this figured out.
He does. He knows he's got about 3 years left. Okay. About then I'll retire about 36, 37. Go to the Hall of Fame. If I want to do broadcasting, you know, I'll have my offers. I mean, if you think about it, you look at what's going on in broadcasting. I mean, the Manning casts, Pat McAfee being picked up. I mean, Mark, for example, all right, the guest, the Marlins play-by-play man, all right, who we had on Kyle Seeloff. He got the gig because he's more conversational than the guy they had there for 15 years. They wanted a more conversational broadcast.
Well, when you're not winning, you better have good conversation. Now they're winning and have good conversation.
But you could see where going forward, does network television go more Manning cast, McAfee, Kelce-esque? Okay, in which it's more of a running, jovial conversation. We're not there yet, but I wonder if by the end of this decade, if we could be.
Would be a huge shift. I mean, it would, and I don't think we're there. I don't think we're close to it. I mean, I think the numbers show it. When the Manning cast is on, we've talked about this, as much as I enjoy the Manning cast, I like when the two of them break down football a little bit more than the conversation, but you're talking a million and a half people for a big one versus 14 million on ESPN watching the regular broadcast.
Right. But the Chiefs were at the White House yesterday. That's all. And
they want to be called a dynasty now.
That's their thing, huh?
Well, it was Kelce's thing. We're a dynasty.
So what is it? Five straight AFC championship games? Three appearances in the Super Bowl? They've won two?
Is that a dynasty? Does that qualify for you as a dynasty?
Oh, boy. That's right on the... Well, okay. How about this? I'll answer the question with a series of questions. I just saw the documentary again the other day on the Bills. Do you consider the Bills going to four straight Super Bowls? Do you consider the Bills a dynasty?
No.
Okay.
They didn't win the last game, David.
If they had won one of them, would you consider them a dynasty?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. I want to know what the floor is. You know, I need to establish what the floor is for you to becoming a dynasty.
And I think for me, it would have had to have been three of the four, not even two of the four.
Okay. So the Chiefs lost in overtime AFC championship game in 2018 to Brady and the Patriots. They went to the Super Bowl and won it in 19. They went to the Super Bowl and lost it in 20. They lost in overtime in the AFC championship game in 21. They went to the Super Bowl and won it in 22. So, you know, three out of the last 4 years, they've been in the Super Bowl. Five consecutive years, they've been in the AFC championship game. Three Super Bowl appearances, two wins. How about one more question for you? Do you consider the Warriors a dynasty?
Really close. They walk right up there.
The Golden State Warriors?
Yep.
Yeah.
Are a dynasty.
No. Okay, well.
To you.
You might be right. I mean, this is an opinion. But if you go back to 2015, and I'll even not count this year. I'll end it with an eight-year run, 2015 through 2022. They went to what, six finals, won four?
They never lost a series in the West until the Lakers.
Well, that's because the other 2 years they didn't make the playoffs at all. So in an 8-year run, they made 6 finals, won 4 of them. The other 2 years, they didn't even make the playoffs.
That's where, to me, if you're a dynasty, you're there every year. They have 2 years that they didn't make the postseason. That's tough for me.
Now, so think about, how about this? The difference between the Chiefs and the Warriors. Let's just forget the fourth title in 2022. If you just go the 5-year, 2015 through 2019, they made five championships, right? All five. They won 3. Here are the Chiefs during their 5-year run. They made 3 championships, 5 conference championships. They won 2. So, Mark, if you don't consider the Warriors a dynasty, or if you think they're, quote, close, you definitely don't consider the Chiefs a dynasty.
No. And I guess having to hear about the Celtic dynasty and UCLA's dynasty, the benchmark's a little higher for me. That a 5-year span isn't, and maybe that's the modern day, and that's all you can pull off in free agency.
Right. And I do think that that's important.
No, critical.
You know, baseball free agency started in the mid-70s, and we could go sport by sport. You know, that's why the Cowboys were really the first salary cap dynasty, because free agency started around 92, 93.
And maybe it's a 5-year run. Maybe I have to rethink what it is now with free agency, with the way the leagues are, salary cap, and how you're able to, how you have to transform a roster so quickly. Maybe I'm being too harsh.
What if they duplicate 2020? They get to the AFC title game, they win it, they go to the Super Bowl, they get beat. That would be 4 Super Bowl appearances in 5 years, 2 wins.
Could they win it for me? And then I can give them the dynasty? Don't you have to win more than half of the titles?
So 2 out of 3 ain't bad, but it's not a dynasty. 3 out of 4 would be a dynasty. Okay. At least you laid your, you know, line in the sand there.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
Moulton, Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. Thanks so much for being with us. Good, bad, and ugly. What's on tap today? Was the day when? Some final thoughts and a pick or two coming up in about 20 minutes. Before we bring up our next topic, which we talked about during the break, which is a lot more prep than we normally have, let me throw this out at you, because you're on the fence about whether or not the Warriors are a dynasty. Let me go Lakers from the 80s, and I'll count this year for the Warriors. So this is a 9-year run where they made 6 finals, won 4 titles. If I just go the first 9 years of the 80s for the Lakers, they made 7 finals, won 5. So it compares. The Lakers were better. Although we could argue the Western Conference that the Warriors played in was actually tougher than the Western Conference that the Lakers played in, but that's for another day. But I'm just saying, in a 9-year run, Magic, Kareem, and the boys, 80 through 88, 7 finals, 5 wins.
One time they got bounced in the first round, right?
Yes, in 81, and then in 86 they lost in the conference finals to the Rockets.
Okay.
So 9 years, 8 conference finals, 7 NBA finals, 5 rings. Warriors, 9-year run starting in 2015.
And by the way, those 2 years that they didn't make the playoffs, in 2020, Steph Curry played six games.
Clay Thompson, it doesn't matter.
It all counts.
Jordan and Pippen missed the entire year. Dennis Rodman is now your guy.
No.
But it didn't happen.
But Felipe, when we talk about the Bulls, we say 6 out of 8 years. They made six finals. They won all six. We count the two seasons that Jordan missed almost all the games. They count in the dynasty.
I'm just saying the Warriors fans pretend that year never existed.
Well, but Felipe, I'm sorry. It did. So 9 years for the Lakers, 8 conference finals, 7 NBA finals, 5 rings. 9 years for the Warriors, 6 conference finals, 6 NBA finals, 4 rings. I think it hits the dynasty threshold. I do. Lakers dynasty better. Bulls dynasty certainly better. But so just little food for thought there. You know, comparing one generation to, you know, a lot of people hold that generation as, you know, oh, it was superior and what have you. The Warriors numbers are pretty close to the great Lakers numbers of the 80s. Now the Lakers then also made the finals again in 89. I mean, their dynasty was actually 12 years, 9 finals, 5 wins. You know, that's a whole other story.
Just the food that you're giving me, David, is that vegan cheese. I'm not eating it, okay?
Okay. Wow. You're a tough one. You're a tough one.
Someone has to be.
All right.
We want to. This is the thing. We just want to award every. Well, this was the greatest ever. And this is where I would love to be around 30 years from now. I hope I still am, but the odds are against it. Where I could sit down with then a middle-aged Felipe after he has seen a lot more and see if his perspectives have changed. Because you come in every morning with, that was the greatest game I've ever seen. Oh, my God. And it's awesome. But you haven't seen a lot yet. That's all.
I mean, I know what I've seen from the Warriors. That lineup of Curry, Clay, Durant, and Draymond, and then you throw in Iguodala.
That was a great team.
That's one of the greatest basketball teams ever.
Right.
Right.
And did they do enough? I think so. I'm actually with Felipe on this one. They would make the list for me. Now, I think they're only the third greatest dynasty of the last 40 years at best.
Are you taking Shaq and Kobe over these Warriors?
No.
Because is that a dynasty? I mean, they three-peated.
They did, right. And they had a 5-year run where they went to 4 finals and won 3. Okay. But anyway, that's all. Just on the dynasty talk.
But we have to finish up a little U.S. Open talk that I didn't see. That I missed this. First off, let me ask you a question, David. You played a lot of golf, and you are, not a mama's boy, but you are a mom's son. You're much closer with your mom than you were with your father, obviously.
Right.
Would your mom make a good caddy?
No. No. I'll tell you what, though. She'd make a great pep talk at the turn, because she'd give it to me straight. But no. First off, we both talk too much. That it would be a problem round right there. The two people, neither one would shut up.
Because this Frankie Kapan qualified for the Open yesterday. Played golf at FGCU, by the way. Minnesota kid. Qualified at the Old Chatham Club in Durham. One of the 5 qualifiers yesterday. His mom was on the bag.
For 36.
She pushed it. They allowed her to, which by the way, they also allowed him to use the guns, the range guns, which that needs to change on tour tomorrow, for the record.
First off, my mother would never, I don't know if she'd walk 2 holes. I mean, if there was a cart, okay.
Well, that's, yeah, I'm looking, there's not a chance that my mom would walk 36.
But I'm talking about even when you're 22, like Frankie is, and, you know, mom's in her mid to late 40s.
No, I got you. Mom would want a cart.
Totally. Right.
She might come out and watch the whole thing if she had a cart. But mom on the bag for 36, and he qualifies for the Open. That's fantastic.
So I'm looking this up when you told me about Frankie, the former FGCU golfer who transferred into the program 2 years ago from Alabama. So he qualified for the Korn Ferry Tour last fall. He went through all three rounds of qualifying. She was on the bag for all of the qualifying. And apparently, he shredded qualifying. Apparently, it was four rounds of qualifying. He finished like first three times and third once. I mean, apparently, he just shredded Korn Ferry qualifying.
Which Mom means he would have been on tour in another day. You know, because now Q School just sends you to Korn Ferry.
Right.
Those results would have put him on the PGA Tour a generation ago.
Totally. By the way, so you only break out Mom for the big events? I mean, what are you doing week in, week out on the Korn Ferry Tour? I mean, Korn Ferry qualifying? Mom. U.S. Open qualifying? Mom. Is Mom caddying for him on the Korn Ferry?
I don't know.
What are you doing? Benching your regular caddy for U.S. Listen, buddy, Tom, you know I love you. You're doing a great job. We've got all these top 20 finishes on the Korn Ferry Tour. Yeah, I'm trying to qualify for the U.S. Open. I got to bring in the ringer.
Now, what the pictures I saw was Mom pushing the cart. So I don't know. Do they allow push carts out there?
I don't think so. But did they allow it to qualify for the Korn Ferry Tour?
I don't know. I'm just seeing the open. I see her literally pushing. Not carrying. Would your mom make a good caddy? I don't think mine would. Mine, you know.
No. No. She'd give it to me straight, though. She'd make a good coach. She would. Caddy? No. Coach? Yes.
I mean, yeah, because they're life coaches to begin with.
Well, also because my mom would never see, my mom always has to be the boss. There would be no technically I'm the boss because I'm the golfer and Mom's the caddy. So therefore I get to bark at the caddy.
Give me the damn 8-iron wouldn't work.
No, my mother would look right at me and say, who do you think you're talking to? Mom, listen, I got to get up and down here and what have you. I don't care. Don't you ever talk to me that way. Ever. You got that? Get your 8-iron yourself.
Matter of fact, carry your own damn clubs. I'm done with you. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Today was a day when what's on tap and Mom's caddy and all still to come. Miller and Moulton.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
Minutes till the top of the hour, 16 until we're out of here. Miller and Moulton, Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. Seth Everett to join us tomorrow. We'll look ahead to game 3 NBA Finals tomorrow as well. A lot going on today, Mark. Not today, but on today, if you know what I mean.
I do. Now I feel a lot of pressure for this segment. Let's see if I can do it right.
It's time for someone to take back this segment, if for no other reason than to stop David from talking about Meghan and Harry. Here's Mark Miller with Today Was the Day When.
Big day for Harry today, by the way, testifying in London. Okay, I'm done.
We start in London, 1844, the YMCA founded today.
Were the village people there?
Neither were Harry and Meghan. 1944, you may have heard of it, D-Day. 156,000 strong Allied forces land in Normandy during World War II.
No big deal or anything. It only saved Western civilization as we know it. It's not like we owe them anything at all. Just everything.
1946. You and I are both MASH fans. I did not know this little factoid. Harry Morgan is the first to take his shirt off on TV.
And of all people, it's Harry Morgan?
Right. Colonel Potter. How about that?
Wow.
Right. Today in 62, the Beatles meet George Martin, their producer, for the first time and record one song with Pete Best on drums, then they'd get rid of him. 65, the Stones released Satisfaction. 66, the NFL and AFL announced their merger. Wonder how it would work out for them.
Took a while. It took a while. It plans for a merger. It took about 4 years.
Today in 68, Senator Kennedy died from his wounds after he was shot the previous night.
He died at 4:44 a.m.
Today in 69, Joe Namath resigns from the NFL after Pete Rozelle said he must sell his stake in a bar that he owned.
Bachelors 3, Mark. Remember, this is 6 months after, 5 months even, after he led the Jets to the win in Super Bowl 3. I mean, he's on top of the sports world. He, a teammate, and another guy opened up a bar. It was like the first singles bar in New York City. And they were going to franchise this thing. And the place was packed. But apparently, you know, some mobsters and a few other people hung out at it. Rozelle got wind of it and basically said, listen, read that sixth paragraph of your contract. I can kick you out of the league for owning an establishment like this. So Namath quits. He retires. Training camp opens up in early July. He ain't at it. Mid-July, Namath and Rozelle work out a compromise. The compromise was you sell your interest in the bar, you get to play in the league.
Today in 71, the final broadcast of the Ed Sullivan Show, of all things, was a repeat from the February 7th show. Also in 71, John and Yoko joined Frank Zappa on stage at the Fillmore East in New York City.
A lot of drugs being done that night.
Just not by Zappa. Never touched the stuff, believe it or not. He was weird enough on his own.
Boy, was he ever.
76, the Celtics beat the Suns in six. Today in 78, 2020 premieres on ABC. 82, Mats Wilander wins his first career Grand Slam, winning the French. 83, Octopussy, the 13th Bond films premieres. I just wanted to be able to say that on the air. I don't know if you can put any other, you know, I don't know if you can say that with try, quad, bi, but Octo works.
Well, Letterman was able to put big in front of it.
Right.
Remember the character from The Sopranos. Right. And he was able to say that on network television. They did not bleep it out. Of course, it was during a monologue at about 11:45 p.m., but...
Speaking of late-night television, it was today in 91 that NBC announces Leno will succeed Carson as the host on The Tonight Show.
And like a few days later, Letterman's on Carson. And he gets a rousing ovation. And Carson waits for the applause to die down and looks at Letterman and says, so how pissed are you?
Today in 92, Eddie Murray records his 1,510th run batted in, passing Mickey Mantle as the all-time RBI leader among switch hitters. Today in 98, Sex and the City premieres on HBO.
Oh, big news, Mark. Apparently, Kim Cattrall, who hates the other three, but they've got this remake that's on, I don't know what channel it's on, HBO, Max, I don't know. So apparently, at the end of season two here, she staged a cameo. And her rules were none of the three, and apparently some guy on set who's apparently the leak. She said, I'll film this cameo. You don't tell anybody I'm doing it. And the three women and this guy, nowhere to be found. And they kept it a secret, and the other four were nowhere to be found on set. She did the cameo.
Speaking of hold a grudge. Wow.
I love her even more.
Exactly. 2002, The Bourne Identity premiered. 2007, Anaheim beats Ottawa in five for the Stanley Cup. That was ratings gold. Anaheim and Ottawa.
537 people watched.
Rafi wins his fifth French today in 2010. Today in 2011, Garrett Cole was the first pick of the Major League Baseball draft. That one worked out okay.
Yeah, did all right.
This one's for Felipe. Today in 2018, LeBron eclipses Michael's record for most 30-point games in the NBA playoffs 109 times. Nathan Hale, Thomas Mann, Bobby Mitchell all born today. Sprinter Tommy Smith, Bjorn Borg, Colin Quinn, Stevie Vai, Cam Neely, Paul Giamatti, Alindo Mari, Anson Carter, D-Hop, and Kenny Pickett all celebrating birthdays today.
Can I take a guess on how old Borg is?
Sure.
67?
Boom! Or for Mike Breen. What'd I miss, David?
Not much. You're all over it, man. Although it was 10 years ago today that this guy, we didn't know his name for another 3 days, Edward Snowden, used the Washington Post and the Guardian across the pond to disclose that the U.S. has been spying on its people for a long time. Now, I have to admit, with all the movies that we've watched, the fact that we found that a shock, but, I mean, he had the documents and everything. And here we are 10 years later, and people are debating whether or not he's, you know, a traitor or heroic. Depends on what camp you're in.
You've heard folks elsewhere mock Florida is gonna Florida. Well, Mark Miller sees it differently. He calls it the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you got, Mark?
We'll go across the pond, where Joyce Jackman was a former chef in the UK's Royal Air Force, celebrated her 102nd birthday on May 9th, and shared her advice for living for over a century. She credits, and I quote, good sex and good sherry. I'm a big fan of Joyce.
I was going to say, in that order? Or
in that order. She also revealed her third secret for longevity. It must be all the chocolate I eat that's helped.
Wow.
For the bad, we go to Collier County, where Dalton Philibom was arrested. He was with a group of motorcyclists, and he decided he was going to take off when deputies tried to pull them over the weekend, reaching speeds of 110 miles an hour, running a light with a patrol car behind, he finally was pulled over as they brought the helicopter out to catch this guy. The best part of it is, on the front of his motorcycle, the bumper sticker reads, capable of evading high-speed pursuit. Not so much. Because you were captured. Finally, the ugly. We go to Miami, where a robbery suspect caught on surveillance video wearing a cardboard box over his head while stealing phones from a store briefly removed the box from his head so that the cameras could point out who he was. He took $8,000 in phones. He was found in the same plaza drinking with buddies at a nearby liquor store later that day. No joke. He put a box over his head and obviously couldn't see out of the box, so had to lift it up.
Right.
To steal the stuff. That's a special kind of stupid. And that is our winner in today's Good, Bad, and Ugly on June the 6th, 2023.
Okay. We have no NBA, no NHL, no college baseball, no college softball. We have no golf of any kind. LPGA, PGA, Corn Ferry, NCAA, zip, zilch, nada. You know what we have? 15 Major League Baseball games. That's it. Only one of them nationally televised. It's on TBS. The Mets in Atlanta against the Braves. Braves are minus 170. They're throwing an undefeated pitcher out on the hill whose ERA is sub two. Mets are throwing Carlos Carrasco, whose last two starts have been good, but before that he threw BP, literally. He can't hold runners on. The Braves are going to have about seven steals tonight. I'd bet Atlanta hard. Rays are home for the Twins. Battle of first place teams. Of course, one of them would be 11 games ahead of the other in the standings. But and now the Marlins hosting the Royals.
Looking to make it five in a row.
Both those games begin at 6:40.
I love it. You know what a Florida baseball fan I am with these 6:40 start times? It's absolutely spectacular.
I'm loving it.
I discovered yesterday that my daughter is a Rays fan. I've been watching the Rays a lot this year. And she just plopped down after spending some time on her tablet. She came down and just plopped down on the couch and looked and she said, "Ah, the Rays are winning." Yes, they are. Watched a little bit more. No tablet. Just sitting there on the couch watching the game. Talking to me about players. Has a favorite player. Rosarena's her favorite player. She said, who's the guy that does this? And crossed her arms. She goes, I like him.
Hold on a second. The 9-year-old is talking Rays players?
Rays players.
Wow. You know what you got to do? Have her vote for the All-Star game. You can vote online, can't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, have her vote. You know, be one of those fans that just click only guys on their team.
That's perfectly fine.
That's how the Reds put 8 starters in the All-Star game 1 year.
Last day of school day. We got a lot of summer together, she and I.
Oh, this is it?
This is it. School's out for summer. I'll have Alice Cooper rocking in the car when I pick her up today.
There you go. Windows down. Okay, looking at the parents like, listen, I behaved all year. Tough. This is what you get.
The problem is if I did that, none of the parents would even know what the song is.
Seriously?
Probably not. They're all young. They didn't listen to rock and roll. Certainly not classic rock. If they did, it was their parents.
Well, I think you should do it because then you'll be the cool guy in line. Might have all those parents going, wow, what's he playing? That sounds cool.
I'd ask how the song goes, but I don't think we need to go there.
This hurts.
Just keep forks away from me right now.
I know. This hurts.
I'd be on the attack. Don't you dare start bashing Alice Cooper this late in the show.
Well, I'm not bashing. Yeah. I don't want you to start singing now because, you know.
Have you heard me sing on this show?
No.
There's a reason for that. There's a reason why you shouldn't sing either.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
You like to sing. You're not that good at it. I'll let Moulton sing. I think David can sing.
I have to admit, Felipe, it's a good thing you're unaware of this song because this is a song that you would sing. It's a happy, peppy, energetic thing. Alice Cooper, School's Out for Summer.
Look,
before Mark picks up his 9-year-old.
I know this one.